Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Early voting in Tennessee's primaries comes to an end this Saturday. At the polls in Williamson County, voters there are casting ballots in the same congressional race as parts of Memphis and rural West Tennessee after redistricting. WPLN's Mariana Baca-Yao spoke with voters about the 9th congressional race and has this report.
Early voting for this primary election is on track to beat previous records for the sheer number of people coming to the polls. But voters aren't all that excited about their choices.
Did I feel like coming? No, I didn't. I'm an old man beat up, but I felt like it was my obligation, so that's why I voted.
Were there any candidates that excited you?
Not really.
That voter walked away before I could get his name. And for Brentwood Democrats, that excitement is also muted.
Were there any candidates you were excited about?
Not particular. What? Justin Pearson.
Pearson?
I'm super excited to see Justin Pearson.
I like the advocacy, and I would fully support that type of representation and fairness.
He is a very strong candidate for representing Tennessee. It's kind of ironic that the reason I am able to vote for him is something that I vehemently disagree with.
I don't like the idea of any effort that's made to exclude individuals from having proper representation.
That was Walter Owens, Aaron Lockhart, and Allie Davis. Owens is a military veteran who grew up attending segregated schools. He says he understands how important representation is because he remembers a time before it.
I think when you redistrict and you have representatives who are not in touch with those districts, I think that it really is a disservice.
Primary Election Day is Thursday, August 6th. Mariana Baca-Yao, WPLN News.
A year after its founding chef stepped away, the Michelin-recognized restaurant Audrey is closing its doors. Chef Sean Brock opened the Appalachian-focused eatery in 2021. It became known for honoring and elevating ingredients and dishes unique to the region. But last year, Brock left the restaurant, and a new operator and executive chef took the reins. Despite new offerings and a discounted cocktail program, the Nashville Scene reports the restaurant will close on August 16th. You're listening to WPLN.